Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, the conclusion to episode 157. This is part two, So Weeping, Reap, Rejoicing. Today is Sunday, July 25th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos. I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission, the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota, is located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. If you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can also shop at Pastor Paul's Mall online. Be sure to check out vonsgrocery.com. You can also join our online community, and up at the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, Twitter, the podcast, Life Vantage, and YouTube. So be sure to check out the online community at pastorpaul.org. You can email me, Janine, at pastorpaul.org. And at Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to find show notes with scripture links. So be sure to check those out and join us every week for part one on Friday, and part two of Pastor Paul's messages, the conclusion, is on Sunday. This month, the month of July, the lineup is the following: Proud Self, Asking Evil Questions, Great Form But No Power, Are You a Believer in Seasons, So Weeping, Reap, Rejoicing, Times of Fearing and Doubting. There you have it, the month of July. Hope you have a great summer. Be sure to join us every week here on Friday and Sunday for Pastor Paul's podcast. God bless you.
When you say, I'm saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, saved and filled. One night I went to a meeting. My God, it must have been 10 years ago. It was a Catholic meeting. I thought I was going to be ministering to teenagers, and there was 300 little kids there. The CD, whatever class, what do you call them? CD what? The Catholic had the, whatever, CDCs or something like that. And I went to this Catholic church, and down in the basement, it was a Holy Spirit movement down in there. They had all these little kids. None of them were led to the Lord yet. This is some 13 years back. I thought, well, I'm going to have all these teenagers. And I had a message all ready for them. And they brought all these little kids. I said, oh, my God. I said, this message isn't for these little kids. By the end of the night, every one of those 300 little kids were saved. And they were coming up for prayer for grandpa and for grandma and so on like that. Little kid held up. He says, I got this scar on here. Can you pray for this scar on my stomach and so on? Another one will come up. And at the end of the night, they were all chanting. 300 little kids were chanting, I am. I said, what are you going to say when your folks come to get you? I'm saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Saved. And about that time, the parents started drifting in. And the Spirit of the Lord was there, and all these little kids were just stamping their feet. Saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, don't let that stop. You get home, you get up in the morning, and you start singing, I'm saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Are you hearing about this tonight? Every word we speak vibrates up and down through our bodies. It causes something. From the brain to the stomach, some kind of vibes. What kind of vibes are you giving your body? And the world even knows that. I said, boy, I got some bad vibes off that guy. Weak vibes of woe is me. Isn't that a weak vibe? Or jealousy vibes. You ever been around a person that's jealous? Woo, man, that's a frantic thing, ain't it? Woo, that sick is right. Well, we know that because we get jealous ourselves once in a while, don't we? Now we sick. You can't make reason or rhyme or reason out of nothing. You just, vibrations are all amiss. Hate vibes. When somebody, these guys get into fights and so on like that, and these hate vibes come out, you know what I'm talking about. Lust vibes, and resentment vibes, and lousy vibes. I'm feeling rotten vibes. And everybody in the room gets contagious with that thing. You know what I mean? Somebody comes in with a lousy spirit. And the whole room has to freeze up because somebody has a lousy, hateful, resentful, jealous, bitter spirit. So the whole house freezes up. Maybe the dad comes in the house and he just has to walk in the door and everything freezes. It's kind of like they play that game. What is it, statue? And then when dad leaves, whew, huh? My God. But you can overcome that because you got to have the laughter of the Lord vibrating through your body and you start to praise God and it fills your whole body up and it sets it up for freedom. Hallelujah. Because these very weak signals to the body are contrary to God's plan and they bring about death. Bible says sin will find you out. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. And sin says, oh, there you are. Because if sin is vibrating through our bodies, it is in very much of a discord. You know what? These vibes will vibrate you to pieces. You won't have a nickel's worth of sleep. Don't let someone else cause that to you. You got to sing to the Lord a new song, hallelujah. Don't try to put sin in tune. It has no right notes. We're all off key. Its words are confusion. Oh, they got a song. What is that? Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. There's no love. Get it out of here. This guy's crying over Ruby's love. Don't take your love to town. Get it gone. Take your flesh and get it out of here. Any real song has a thought of joy. That's why a lot of these country westerns are just garbage. There's some guy bemoaning some girlfriend. He's sitting in the bathtub making up these songs. And whoa. I'll meet you tonight on the old street corner. I hope my wife don't find out I'm a-running, huh? God, and people go down the street singing these lousy old songs. No wonder they're depressed. That's the most depressing music I ever heard in my whole life. We ought to take that. Praise God, I'm a country boy, and put him back in the country and bury him out there someplace. Now, back of every real song is the spirit of joy. Yes, it is. Because it's that thought that's so important. Isn't it? When you hear a song and there's love and joy. Years ago, every song had love in it. Moon, croon, June, you know, spoon. I mean, it was a lovely song. You could see Jeannie with a light brown hair, and you could just see Jeannie walking with her light brown hair. And it was, there were beautiful songs, melodies. Now they twang so hard on their guitars, you know, that they turn them up. You know why they turn them up so loud? I'll tell you why they turn them up so loud. Because they really can't play a nickel's worth of music. All it is a big bunch of noise, and most of the people listening to it are so freaked out they wouldn't know it if they heard it. Just like eating nowadays, there's a whole lot of people that can't cook. Did you know that? But people don't know the difference because there's no good cooks left. Hardly any good cooks left at all. Everything is out of a box. I think we ought to start a cooking school down here. And say, well, what are these beans? Don't they belong in the, aren't they grown in a can? No, they don't grow in a can, honey. They come up out of the ground. Some man put them in a can and ruined them. And you don't even know what a good bean tastes like. Where have you been? Now, I know I'm make some people mad because they don't know what a real bean looks like anyway. Now, they're mad already. I feel it. I feel that spirit coming. God, they're all my... Hey! They do grow in cans. No, they don't. But anyway, it's the thought that is important, because that thought brings in the healing spirit. Isn't there a song, I am healed, I am whole, from the top of my bald head to the bottoms of my feet or something like that? I am healed, I am whole. Huh? Some of those songs you sing in, oh, glory to God, and the old rugged cross and some of those old medleys, oh my. You keep singing them over and over and over again, it's going to do something way down deep in your soul. Some songs are made for joy. But we need to sing right thoughts that Jesus is giving us joy, hallelujah. Send the right vibrations down deep into your soul. And Jesus said that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be what? May be made full. Made full, hallelujah. That my joy may be in you, hallelujah, and that your joy may be made full by the Spirit of God's joy, and it wakes up the spirit of joy in you, and you're full of joy, and you're full of health, and your mental capacities are alive and alert and awake, hallelujah. Depression has to flee, and headaches have to go. But when we think about God as divine life in us, both mind and body are full of joy. Give me sort of a feeling of satisfaction, a tendency to break out in songs of praise and happiness and gladness of joy. They're always present, it says in 1 Chronicles 16:33. Then shall the trees of the wood sing joy before Jehovah. Well, I hear someone saying over the radio, should I sing when I feel so bad? Sure! Don't sing a country western, though. Did you hear me? Turn off the country western. That'll agree with your woes. Because a lot of people think it's time for the groanies. And that's what they do. They groan. Things don't just go their way and they start to groan and moan. Oh, doesn't anybody like me anymore? Everything I do is wrong. I'm being talked against. I'm slandered. I'm down. Oh, God, take me. God doesn't want you in that shape. He has to make you ready. You'll have to stay here a few dozen more years. Nobody wants you. But why live in these cell blocks and these prisons of pain and grief? Sing and praise the Lord and pray your way right on out of it. Peter did it. They prayed at the midnight hour, and you know what happened? God heard their prayer, and the laughter of the Lord started to shake in them prison doors, and they sprung open. Because he was so happy at the praises in the middle of that inner prison, down at the very deep prison. It says at the midnight hour they were singing and singing praises unto the Lord, and the cell doors were opened. And the cell doors of your hearts and your minds can be opened if you'll let them be. If you won't be hindered by someone slamming the door. Before I was saved, you know what I used to sing when I was down? Romeo and Juliet. I heard a different version on the radio here the other day. Romeo and Juliet, something like that. I didn't sing it like that. I would look up, and I was down. And I'd look up at the balcony, and then I'd get down and play the other part. I'd play Romeo, and then I'd play Juliet until I started to laugh. I had to make my own fun, and I had to make my own laughter. The Bible says, encourage yourself in the Lord. That's because nobody else wants to encourage you sometimes. Are you hearing this? Start to pray your way out. And number one, I believe, sing to your soul, way down deep in your soul. Sing it way down deep in your soul. Oh, how I love Jesus. Sing it until it means something to you, till it sets you free, and let it build, and you'll see yourself on a mountaintop. And you'll see others climbing up. What's so much joy going on? What's going on? What are you singing about up there? Now see yourself singing out loud. Let it raise. And let others join in. Let everybody sing. You out there, don't worry about your abilities to sing. At least they will remember you as the guy that sang off tune. But sing hallelujah. Rejoice hallelujah. The Bible commands it. Praise the Lord. Let all that have breath praise Him and sing. Why? Because you got to send the right vibrations down inside of you. My mother used to sing, and she would sing in, you know, like opera. And she could just go through that whole thing. She's the most fantastic person that I ever met in the whole of my life. Are you hearing this? Come on, you can talk after you get out of here. Are you hearing this tonight, God? Listen, all hear it, hallelujah. It's a freedom message. But she'd sing in an operatic way, and she would sing until she got lifted. I remember one time we were in this little place. We lived there 5 years. When you folded the bed down, it was a Murphy bed. Everybody had to go to bed. It filled up the whole apartment. I remember my mother in there, and she had these big old fat arms, and she went down and she was just crying. I mean, she was having a good old snotter, you know what I mean? That's when you cry until the snot runs. Oh, Lord. But you do cry until the snot comes, don't you? Doesn't snot come? Don't you have to go like this? You got a hanky? Don't you? Don't worry about words. Oh, how uncouth. Well, hey, that's what it is, snot. I had a tape one time, it was called Let's All Have a Good Snotter. It's probably one of the best tapes I ever made in my life. But she'd put her head down and she'd be weeping, and all of a sudden she'd get up and she had a real light complexion. And your eyes would be all red around here, and oh, she looked like she'd been rubbing and crying. She'd cry for a long time. She talked a long time, she sang a long time, and she cried a long time. She did everything a long time. But then the cry would last her for a couple of months until she needed the good snotter again. Then she'd go at it again. But anyway, she'd raise up and she'd kind of take a breath. And then either she'd start talking about something 50 years ago or she'd start singing. And she'd go through this whole concerto. I thought, how does she know all that? All them different octaves, and she'd go into the whole, the whole thing, the man's part, the woman's part, the page that came in, the maid that came in, and the whole opera. Isn't that crazy? But she got joy from doing it. She went sowing, weeping, came back a reaping and a rejoicing. She sort of sowed that out there to the Lord, and the Lord brought a rejoicing. Oh, God. How wonderful. Don't worry about yesterday. Sing. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, it'll only bring you sorrow. Tomorrow may not come. Why worry about tomorrow? Sing today. We were over here and we had 40,000 pounds of potatoes. No, we better keep a few of these potatoes because Easter's coming up. And I thought, yeah, that's right. And I said, no, let's give the whole 40,000 pounds away because God's going to send more. And that very hour, God sent 37,000 pounds more. I got to get on the horn and give them away next week. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about it. It'll only bring you sorrow. Live for today. I'm not talking about go out and raising hell for it. I'm talking about living. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about Jesus. Talking about giving. Freely, freely I've given you. Freely give it away. Start to sing way down inside of yourself. Don't worry about conditions. Sing. How many are hearing this? Oh, my God. Don't worry. Lock all doors and windows. No one else getting out of here. That thing needs an overhaul. But don't worry about it. Vibrate yourself loose with the right vibration. Vibrate yourself loose and start to sing praises unto God. And if God has got you doing something, brother or sister, you put your whole heart and your whole mind and your whole soul into it. And don't you be deterred by not no one, not man or beast. Go ahead. Animal, vegetable, or mineral can't stop you. You're going ahead with what God has told you to do. And you're going to go weeping, but you're going to come back reaping and rejoicing. Well, a lot of times I think people weep because there's hardly anybody else that goes along with them. When you're sowing them seeds, when you're driving that hobo bus or something like that. How many are hearing this? Brother, I see you tiptoeing out of here. My God, you can't tiptoe. Praise God, the door was locked. That just tickles me, tiptoeing out. But vibrate yourself loose with the right vibrations. Don't give up because you feel miserable and you get into the house and everybody else has to feel miserable with you. Because I believe this whole universe is under the law of vibrations. I really believe it. Without it, everything would be a mess. Out of tune. That's just like that guitar here, Don. Thing isn't strung just right. It isn't tightened just right, tuned in just right. It's flat. Or it's nothing. Or it's too much. See, everything has to have the right vibration. Well, heat's got vibration. You ever seen that? I've seen some pictures that showed heat. It's got vibrations. Did you know that light over there has a vibration that pulsates? Did you know that color has vibrations? Them red pants you got on there, they meet my eyeballs here, and it has a vibration. That's why they have blues, and they have colors that are, you know, the right vibrations for people that are having problems. Or even people that don't have problems, there are vibrations out there. God's caused them. He says that everything was made through the Word. He spoke the Word. There was a vibrating through heaven. Woo! Are you hearing this? What causes this? The mind. Our bodies are not solid. There are a whole lot of molecules that are sort of clinging together. It says that Jesus glued everything together. This thing right here, this isn't solid. It looks solid. The floor looks solid. But it's a whole lot of moving mass that's held intact. Nothing is really solid. It's held together, the Bible says, by Jesus. The molecules, everything, the atoms are all held together. And that's how we hold together. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word, the vibration of our testimony going out. And anyway, if you were tuned up tonight by the master tuner, the gloom and despair and sorrow, they'll disappear. And that right spiritual music will bring joy, will bring harmony. And that's what anemic people are, don't you know? They've lost their interest in life. They're out of tune. How many people are out of tune? Oh, God. You go on down and see all the alcoholics around the world. They're out of tune. And every little guzzle of that booze, a little part of their body dies, a little part of their brain dies. They become disoriented. And they start to lose their power. The joy of the Lord, it says, is your strength. And every word we speak sends out a bad vibration. You ever been someplace and you're in a cafe and all of a sudden you're sensitive to spiritual things? I am. And I'll hear somebody talking in sort of hushed tones. And I'll feel that vibration. I'll know somebody's in there, they're arguing. Or I'll go into the cafe and I'll know I ain't going to get a good meal because there's a bad vibration coming out of the kitchen. That's why it says in the Bible, bless your food before you eat it, because there might be somebody out there that's just cursing that food. Hamburger sandwich, yeah? Whap! All right, onions? Okay, I'll give you onions. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, fly, wham, wham. Put it on the bun, huh? Well, hey, there's a lot in that. It says it's better to eat a bowl of soup up in the attic. Live with a contentious woman down here having yourself a steak sandwich. Eat your steak and your taters. Eat it. God, who needs it? Hey, that's like they asked me. It says, how do you know these people that come in here deserve food? I said, well, because they come in here, fool. Would you come in here, stand in line, or stand out there at 20 below zero? Do you want somebody to take your thumbprint? So I don't do that. I don't want somebody to walk out of here and not be able to eat the food because they got bad vibrations off me and their stomach is all knotted up. I believe in a little bit of dignity. That's why we fixed that downstairs the way it is down there. As people, we all need a little bit of dignity. We don't need to line up like a bunch of cattle. Over there, get in that chute. Never forget going out there to Disneyland. No wonder they call it Disneyland. You go through a chute this way and this way and this way and this way and this way. And it's just like cattle. You walk three steps and you turn and you go another three and this way, this way. It's like the maze just to get in there. And I got in this little teacup and the saucer and I went around about three times and I had to get out. Man, I held on to that cup. I says, I'm going one more time. I ain't getting out. I stood in line and baked out there for 2 hours. Bad vibrations. But I'm talking about there's got to be spiritual harmony. Oh, you go in a place and there's harmony. Let's harmonize. And you get in a place where the waiters are in harmony and the cook is in harmony and the floor sweeper is in harmony and the manager is in harmony and the boss is in harmony and you know the food is in harmony then. And you go in there and there's a good feeling in there. Just a real good feeling, a warm feeling. Morning, Joe. Morning, Pete. Morning, Fred. And they kind of know what each other wants and so on like that. And there's harmony in that place. And then the one girl quits or the cook quits and they get another cook in there and it's different. You walk in and say, well, it's not the same place. Huh? And then you'll hear the bell. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, this food's getting cold. Get up here. Now, I might be a wonderful cook, but he's ruined the spirit of the place. I've gone into places where they feed you almost garbage, but the spirit's so sweet in there, the food tastes all right. You know what I mean? I'd rather eat some of that food than I'd rather go someplace and have a real night, have somebody come over real snooty and take your order and not really give it nothing for you. You know what I mean? And some old waitress come over with run-over tennis shoes that's got love in her heart. You know what I mean? An apron string hanging down, an old tattered sweater on, you know, and take your order and be real sweet. I'd rather have that and a burnt burger than go have steak and have somebody with a great big piled highfalutin hairdo to take your order and charge you $50 for a piece of meat. Say amen, somebody. No, you got to have the right spirit in the place. And if someone's got the wrong spirit, say, hey, spirit, you are released. Go. Goodbye. Because, see, you're contaminating the whole area. Is that the truth or isn't it the truth? Sometimes you might have a teenager comes in and he has the wrong spirit on. You just have to let him go until he gets the right spirit, until he gets tired of eating with the hogs. And say, here. Oh, Ruby, take your spirit to town. Go on into town and raise hell until you're tired of it, and then come on back until you got the right spirit. That's just like people you'd have working for you in the mission. You don't want somebody out there. Here's a flyer, here's a track. Take it, read it. Up there by the bus. One time we had a guy who was passing out tracks, and the guy says, I don't want one. He says, all right then, go to hell and burn. Because he wouldn't take his track. The guy looked at him and he thought, man, hell looks good. If heaven's going to have guys like you in it. Say amen. See, it's that right spirit that you got to have and that right vibration you got to have. And you got to be friendly with folks. First, you got to be friendly with yourself. Let's stay tuned up and tuned in. I think some people think when they quit lying, they're demonstrating the truth. That isn't that. No, you got to have the spirit of truth. Jesus says, the Gospel of John, Jesus says, he will send a comforter. And he names the comforter like this, the Spirit of Truth. Listen to it. And I'm closing. In chapter 15 we read, but when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of Truth, which proceedeth from the Father, comes, it says, from the Father, he will bear witness of me. And then it says in the chapter 16, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he shall guide you into all truth. See, you have to be guided into all truth. Sometimes people can lay truths on you. Don't you know what the Word of God says in the chapter 16 of John? It says thus and thus and so, brother and sister. And if you don't do... Well, no. It's got to be the Spirit of Truth guiding you. Jesus says, I could tell you these things, but they're too heavy for you to bear right now, and you need the gentle Holy Spirit to guide you into these truths and take you into them a step at a time. And you have to be patient with folks, and sometimes they'll take one step ahead, and you'll turn around, they're taking 14 back, but the Bible said God isn't counting their sins and trespasses, and he's forgiven their sins, and he will remember them no more, but he does keep track of that one good step and two good steps and 28 that way and 28 back that brother and so on and so on and so on like that, and he keeps track of all them good steps until a person is balanced. How many hearing this? How many are balanced? You can be balanced tonight with the right vibrations. How many hearing this? Oh, hallelujah. When you get home, think about that. When you get inside of your house, think about what you're saying. Let's have that idea fully formed in our minds right now and carry it out. The Spirit of Truth is a wonderful God, executive, That's the executive, the Holy Spirit that comes and he does this thing through you, magnifies Christ in you, and you do a Christ work and you're guided into all truth. It says God sends His Spirit to carry out the man's divine idea. You have a divine idea, and God will send the Spirit of truth to help you do that. And remember one thing, God ideas are good ideas. When you have a good idea, you know what? A lot of times there's people in the world, and they have good ideas. Where do you think they come from? They come from God. There's a lot of good done out there. And all goodness, it says, the Bible comes from God. Even people that aren't saved, the goodness that they do comes from God. Oh, I think a lot of times we don't get... I think that sometimes there's more love in the world than there is in the church. Say amen. I really do believe it sometimes. Because God, it says, puts good on people. He fashions them to do good. Maybe they are foreordained. It says predestinated, elected to be saved. Maybe that's a foretaste of what they're going to be like. I don't know. I'm looking at that old Indian man out there. Not really old here. He probably was about 40 years old. But he looked older than me, and I'm 53. Whew. Oh, God, start to shout for joy and rejoice in your suffering and go beyond victory. Sometimes you get victory and you stay right there and you start singing about your victory. Victory, oh victory, it is mine. And you hug this victory. Victory, oh victory, it is mine. Huh? No. Go beyond the victory, because there's always another one out there. Don't get hung up on one victory. Go on. Dare to walk into dark places. The Bible says His light shineth out of the dark places. You want to find God? He's in the dark places. His light shineth out of the dark places. You know what? It also says that the light dispels the darkness. You go on in there with the light and the love of God on you, and you're going to dispel the darkness. In other words, you turn the light on in the room, it's gone. They say, it's all dark in here. You turn, oh, now it's light. And that's the same way when you get a revelation inside of your heart. You've been thinking about something. How am I going to get out of this? All of a sudden, you got peace inside of you. And you start, you get a light. This is like a light bulb goes on. And now you say, oh, no, all of a sudden I understand. Why? Because it was a light bulb that went in and your understanding was opened up to this thing. And that understanding and that opening up within you, you can take to somebody else. I understand one thing down here in working in missions. Unless we extend ourselves. Unless that we go ahead and we fashion ourselves and we're not afraid of ridicule, we're not afraid of what people might say and so on like that, and we dare to believe God to do things, you're always going to be criticized for what you do. My God, it's just a continual circus of criticism. It really is. You got to be whapping on them old tigers out there. Whap! Back there, Juno! Back there, Lyco! Back there, Lisa! Yeah, the chair! You got to be beating on these things. But keep right on. Don't turn your back. And don't be a fool enough to stick your head in a lion's mouth either, unless he ain't got no teeth like the devil. That's a toothless lion. Did you know that? All he can do is gum you to death. Let's start to give out those good vibes. I forgive you vibes. Give to the body vibes. I'm going to quit complaining vibes. And I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And let that word out there. Praise Him vibes, and praise Him vibes, and praise Him vibes, and praise Him vibes, and hallelujah vibes, and start to vibrate, start to love, start to cut loose, start to believe God. Oh, don't make excuses, and don't complain, and don't blame your mate. Don't say, if only, but I couldn't help it. No, the Spirit of truth will lead you into all helps. But you don't know. I heard a person say, what I've been through. Oh, my God. Yes, but what are you putting others through while you're going through, sister? My God, go through, but don't put everybody through your thing because you're going through something. So what's that got to do with God? Oh, I'm going through. I said, but what are you putting everybody else through while you're going through? I said, ask in Jesus' name who is the truth, and in Him are no lies. And so get rid of these lies that are within yourself, sister, before you ask. And it says, and ye shall receive that your joy may be made full. And remember in closing, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless, have no doubt, come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Bringing in the sheaves. You imagine that on that day when God's army, and I'm done, God's army comes in and you're bringing in the sheaves. All the souls that have been brought in through a particular ministry and through you standing up during conflict and standing up during all kinds of, all matter of hell, stand. Having done all the Bible says, stand and don't be moved. Is there anyone in here tonight that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior? You can have him tonight.